The pace was much slower the second time, heading for the ravine. Bail was shockingly tired, but Obi-Wan was almost spent. Struggled to keep his feet, to negotiate the uneven ground. Halfway to the ravine, he collapsed, assaulted by more visions. Bail sat beside him, waiting, his spine braced against a gnarled, knotted tree trunk, shallowly breathing the stale mustiness of the forest. Remembering the sweetness of Alderaan's flowing Tarla woods, the soft grass beneath the magnificent towering trees, the drifting birdsong, the deep blue sky, the warm shafting sunlight, Breeha's hand in his. He closed his eyes and dreamed himself back there, dreamed his own memories so he wouldn't have to listen to Obi-Wan's anymore. It felt like a betrayal, but he couldn't help it. He had limits too. And his had been reached. At length, Obi-Wan came to and they continued, following the yellow sap scars he'd made at dawn. Bail found himself constantly tensing, waiting for the next round of visions to strike his companion, worrying that Obi-Wan's worst fears would come to pass and the Sith would break him, shatter him with more hallucinations, and turn him into a monster. Before they left the clearing, while Obi-Wan was buckling on his belt, Bail had pulled the lightsaber close to the top of the backpack. The thought of using the weapon made him feel sick. It won't come to that. It won't. It won't. But was that wishful thinking? I don't care if it is. It won't. They made it out of the woodland to the ravine gashed so deep in the landscape. When Obi-Wan saw the Sith temple, he staggered and nearly fell, his face draining to gray. "Breathe," said Bail, lowering him to the stony soil, a safe distance from the ravine's edge. "Don't look at it, just breathe."
"I don't need to look at it,"
said Obi-Wan, one clenched fist pressed against his heart.
"I can feel it. I can hear it, shouting."
Every muscle aching, Bail stared at the temple. Then he looked down at Obi-Wan. "Okay, I was wrong. You were right. You can't do this. Go back in the woods. I'll investigate the temple, destroy whatever I find. Then I'll..."
"What? No," said Obi-Wan. "You can't. You might destroy a way for us to call for help. You wouldn't recognize a Sith communications device if it bit you."
Grimacing, he dropped to one knee. "I should have thought of that," he thought, then said, "Good point. Okay, then I'll bring whatever I find back here."
"No."
Obi-Wan grabbed his wrist, his face sheened with sweat.
"There's no way of knowing if the artifacts are dangerous for you to touch. Besides, look at that ravine, Bail. You might make it down safely. You might make it up the other side safely. Once. You don't dare risk it twice. Not if you don't have to."
"Yeah, it's treacherous," he agreed and eased his wrist free. "But you can't climb it. Look at you."
"I'm fine."
Bail almost laughed. "If fine was another word for on the brink of collapse, I'd agree with you. But it isn't. You're not fine. You're losing."
"From a certain point of view, possibly,"
said Obi-Wan. Then he smiled, a feral baring of teeth.
"But I prefer to think of it as not winning at the moment. So we go."
He was crazy. They were crazy, both of them. Starving, exhausted, pushed to the ends of their physical and mental limits. And now, they were going rock climbing? And yet, what was the alternative? Curl up and wait for death? Bare their throats to the Sith and say, "All right, you win"? He looked again at the temple, so close, so far away. Then he looked back at Obi-Wan. "You're sure?"
"Quite sure."
"Yeah, well, that's what you said when we were on approach to Zagula," he muttered. Then he sighed, stood, and bent to help Obi-Wan to his feet. "All right, we'll risk it."
"Wait,"
said Obi-Wan, and unbuckled his belt. He fumbled the straps, his fingers clumsy.
"Put this on. Clip my lightsaber to it."
Bail stepped back. "Why?" This time, Obi-Wan's smile was gentle.
"It's called being on the safe side,"